Hare Krishna. I told you yesterday how Prahlad learnt various lessons from various people for his own personal spiritual life. From his teacher Shandamaraka, he learnt not to distinguish between one jiva and another as friend and enemy, or not be involved in dirty politics, or not be involved only in economic development. He understood all this to be futile. And from his father, he understood the importance of controlling the mind and senses and not be ajitendriyaha. And how not to be greedy to accumulate possessions of the whole world and still be restless and torn to pieces in the mind. And from Narada, he learned about the path of pure devotional service to Supreme Lord Vishnu and surrender to the Supreme Lord. So in this way, Prahlad learned many things by looking at the nature of the material world, also how one cannot attain happiness. So most important thing is, all of us are offered various perceptions by various people contributing to our lives. But the most important thing is, we are all a product or a baggage of perceptions we carry based on our connections and associations and experiences that we get in life. But what is the end result of all this is very important. Prahlad came to the end conclusion after hearing all these things. You can clearly see while he talks to his father. The father asked him, what is the greatest education in this world? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam, Iti Pumsar, Pitav, Vishnu, Bhaktishche, Navalakshana, Kriyeta, Bhagavat, Yadda, Tanmanye, Adita, Muttamam. He said this Navida Bhakti, if somebody knows and he practices it, he said, this is the topmost education, my father, he said. And also he said, that means devotional service is the topmost education. Association of pure devotees. Naisha Matistava Durukramangrim Sprasati Anartha Yadapakamo Yanartha Mahiyasam Padarajobishekam Nishkinchananam Nabrinita Yavat. So he says that association of devotees, not only just association, one should bathe oneself in the Padaraja Abhishekam of devotees, of the dust of the lotus feet of devotees. That is another conclusion that he presented to his father. Then he also told him, Matirna Krishne Parato Svatova. That means he says that one's mati should be fixed on Krishna, and it cannot be fixed when one has Adantago, uncontrolled senses. Then he also said, Nate Vidu Swartha Gatimhi Vishnum. Both verses are similar. That means the real Swartha for the Jiva is to aspire to become a devotee of the Lord. That means he talks about three subjects only. Lord, pure devotees and devotional service. This is his conclusion, Prahlad's conclusion. He is saying that the Lord is the target of a sincere soul to attain him. And that is possible by Mahiya Sampada Rajobhishekam, by association with the devotees of the Lord, who teach us the Navavidha Bhakti epitomized by the chanting of the holy name. So in this way, these three things are the conclusion of Prahlad. And in order to put a protective layer or a covering, he also talks about how the happiness of this world is material and temporary, and it cannot nourish the soul. And how in this material world, one gets many material shelters. They are all false shelters. One should give them up and acquire the pure spiritual shelter. In this way, you will find Prahlad arrived at the right conclusions, and he absorbed these conclusions and internalized them and lived them, and taught them, preached them. And although he was born in the family of demons, nevertheless, he became a pure devotee and a Mahajan, and made the whole world Krishna conscious through his own beautiful example. So much so that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or even Narada, or Srila Prabhupada, such great exalted personalities, delight in extolling the glories of this pure devotee Prahlad, because he came to the right conclusions. Similarly, we may read many books, we may hear many lectures, but what conclusion we arrive at the end of the day in our heart, what we have internalized and absorbed, and what we are going to apply, and what we are going to live by, is very important. So, Lord Chaitanya would hear this pastime of Prahalada and Dhruva repeatedly, because they arrived at the right conclusion. Both these small boys, 5-year-old boys, they both arrived at the right conclusion in their lives. The Lord, devotee and devotional service. And the devotional service, most important aspect of devotional service is the chanting of the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.